Please stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Lord has enlightened us in the true faith. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has enlightened us in the true faith.
O come, let us worship Him.
Hymn 210.
God alone, forevermore the highest one. He is our sinful race's friend. His grace and peace to us extend. May humankind see His good will. May hearts with deep thanksgiving fill. We praise you, God, your name we bless, and worship you in humbleness. From day to day we glorify our everlasting God on high. Your splendor, glorious light we sing, and to your throne our thanks we bring. Lord God, our King on heavenly throne, our Father, the Almighty One, O Lord, the sole begotten One, Lord Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, true God from all eternity, O Lamb of God, to you we flee. You take the whole world's sin away. Have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. You take the whole world's sin away. Oh, listen to the prayer we say. From God's right hand, O send today your mercy on us, Lord, we pray. You are the only Holy One, the Lord of all things, you alone. O Jesus Christ, we glorify you and the Spirit, Lord Most High. With Him you evermore will be, one in the Father's majesty. This truth divine, this mystery, the angels sing adoringly. By all creation far and wide, you, Lord, are ever glorified. For all your people sing your praise, now and through everlasting days.
Psalm 116. I'll do the antiphon in the first verse, and then we'll alternate. The Lord has inclined His ear to me, therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications.
Because He has inclined His ear to me, therefore I will call upon Him as long as I live.
The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow.
Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful.
The Lord preserved us in blood. I was brought low and He saved me.
Return to your rest, O my soul. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
I believe, therefore I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars.
What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me?
I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord. Now in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord. Now in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long. Psalm 45. You are fairer than the sons of men. Therefore God has blessed you forever and ever. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
You are fairer than the sons of men. Praises poured upon your lips, therefore God has blessed you forever.
Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty.
And in your majesty my prosperity, because of truth, purity, and righteousness, and your right hand shall teach you awesome things.
Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you.
Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom.
You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.
All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad.
King's daughters among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir.
Listen, O daughter. Consider and incline your ear. Forgive your own people also and your father's house.
So the king will greatly desire your beauty. because he is your Lord, worship him.
And the daughter of Tyre will come with the king. The rich among the people will seek your favor.
The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold.
She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you.
With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace.
Instead of your fathers shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes in all the earth.
I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the people shall praise you forever and ever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sons of men, therefore God has blessed you forever and ever.
Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth. I will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them. They are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth. So the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is taken from the fourth chapter of Galatians. When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave to the Son, if a Son, then an heir of God through Christ. This is the word. Taken from St. Luke, the first chapter. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary. The babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me? The mother of my Lord should come to me. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the lowly state of his maidservants. Behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty hath done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him, from generation to generation. This is the word.
Oh,
I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Our sermon text is from Luke 1, verse 41. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
At the urging of the angel Gabriel, the Blessed Virgin Mary, pregnant with our Savior Jesus, goes to visit Elizabeth, who is 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Christ. When Mary showed up and announced herself at Zechariah's home, 2 amazing things happened. The baby John leaped in Elizabeth's womb, and Elizabeth herself was filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's deal with John's leaping first. The scriptures refer to the preborn John as a babe. The Greek word is brephos. The same word is found in Luke 2:11-12. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe, brephos, wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. That same word is also found in Luke 18:15-16. Then they also brought infants, brephe, to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is of the kingdom of God." Whether a child is preborn, newly born, or a nursing infant, the Holy Scriptures see no distinction between them and calls all of them brephos, or a baby. When our society seeks to dehumanize the preborn, they deny both natural law and the teachings of God's Word. Well, the last passage, which I cited from Luke 18, it's often used as a proof text teaching that even those who are babies can have faith and thus be saved. Those who try to make faith into an act of the will, which requires rational thought processes, are mistaken. Babies are to be brought to Jesus in order that they might come to faith and be saved. Our Savior has instituted holy baptism for the purpose of creating and strengthening faith. As St. Peter says, the promise is for you and for your children. Well, how can this be? Well, faith is a gift of God, of course. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Faith is not of yourselves that somehow you would produce it. No, faith is the trust worked by God. When John leaped in Elizabeth's womb, Elizabeth goes on to explain the reason for this leaping. She says, "For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy." Well, if God can give the gift of faith to infants and babies, it isn't impossible that the preborn baby John could also exhibit joy, which is the fruit of faith. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, Now, it is amazing, though, that the baby John has already received the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is working through that little body to joyously point out the Christ to his mother, Elizabeth. Now, although we know from this text that God can create both faith and the fruits of faith prior to birth, we ourselves don't have a promise that God will do this for our children. Instead, we rely on God's promise in holy baptism to give us a new spiritual birth unto eternal life. Therefore, we ought to make use of the promise of baptism for our children as soon as possible, as well as bring them to church to be baptized as soon as possible. And once you and your children are baptized, you are to continue in your baptism by confessing your sin, trusting in the forgiveness of sins. Baptized believers, like Elizabeth, receive the word from the church who proclaims it. St. Paul tells Timothy in his second letter, "You must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood, brephus, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." St. Peter also speaks of this same love for the spoken word in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 3. "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes," brephe, "desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Well, you have been born again through holy baptism, and you are God's baby. Yes, desire the pure milk of God's holy word. The second amazing thing which happened to Elizabeth as a result of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, when Zechariah was visited by the angel Gabriel, he did foretell in Luke 1:15 that his son John would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. Nevertheless, in a special and, well, unique show of grace, even Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesies such wonderful things. In the Holy Scriptures, the gift of the Holy Spirit is given for one of two purposes. It's either to create faith or for the enabling of a certain task. Here, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit for the task of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Just as the preborn coming to faith is, well, unusual, but not impossible, the Holy Spirit filling the blessed matron Elizabeth is certainly unusual. However, even St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5, says, "I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless, again, he interprets, that the church may receive edification." So we see here that God was pouring out the Holy Spirit in those days, and we are indeed edified by Elizabeth's prophetic words. And Elizabeth's words are quite clear. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." The blessing of Mary and the child growing within her is none other than the hope of all mankind. Elizabeth goes on to describe this visit from St. Mary as, "The mother of my Lord should come to me." Mary is the mother of the Lord God. She bears God within her womb. The Son of God and Mary's Son is the promised Savior in whom we should put our trust. He is the one who crushed the head of that ancient serpent. And by the filling of the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth already knows what the angel Gabriel has told St. Mary. And what was told to St. Mary concerning this child? Luke 1:31-35. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Also, that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Elizabeth prays. She prays for the fulfillment of all of Gabriel's words so that we are saved from our sins. And finally, Elizabeth says, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. The Blessed Virgin Mary believed. The Blessed Matron Elizabeth believed. And now we, the blessed and holy bride of Christ, believe in the fulfillment of all those things. God has given us new birth, and we are made his infants, his babies. Whether we came to believe before, in, or after our baptism, it doesn't matter. What matters is that all who believe in Jesus Christ, that he, as the fulfillment of all those things, we are blessed and we are saved. Let us leap for joy with the fruits of faith and confess our Lord, who was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
The Te Deum we stand.
We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, O angels, cry aloud. The heavens and all the powers therein, to you cherubim and seraphim continually do cry, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The Holy Church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who didst show favor to the Blessed Virgin Mary, granting unto her to be the mother of thine only begotten Son, we beseech thee that thou wouldst grant humility and faithfulness unto thy church to glorify thee in the fulfillment of our labors, that we who have been saved by grace through faith in thy Son might remain steadfast unto the end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who livest and reignest with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and give more than we either desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things that we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Shed your Holy Spirit upon your people, O Lord, and make ready our hearts this day to hear and keep your holy word, that in the communion of your congregation we may rightly sanctify your holy day, and through your word with all your saints come to eternal blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and you, though we in no wise deserve your goodness, abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness towards us, give thanks for all your benefits, and cheerfully serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.